Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Thank you very much, Brian. A reminder that Chef Nevin Maguire will be with us this hour. Nevin is celebrating his 20th cookbook, which is published today. It's called Eat Out at Home. He'll be telling us all about it a little bit later on. We're also going to be hearing about an extraordinary year in the life of a young man who was diagnosed just 13 months ago with a brain tumour. Tony Barry will be here with his mother, Lucy, and they'll be telling us how they're getting through it all. Now, though, Gardaí are stocking up on specialised canine pepper spray in response to a recent spate of dangerous dog attacks, with the most recent figures from local authorities showing 442 people were injured by aggressive dogs last year. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. Conor, thanks for being with us. So the Gardaí are ramping up their use of this specialised spray, and it is in direct response, is it, to the increase in dangerous dog attacks?
That's right. So they first acquired this dog pepper spray, which is technically known as a canine incapacitant spray, in 2018. And since then, they've bought about 500 or almost 500 units of it, spending, you know, many thousands of euro on the devices. But that's the rate of purchase of those devices has ramped up significantly in recent years. This year alone, they've bought 200. Double the amount bought for the whole of last year. And this is in response to proliferation of dangerous dog breeds, increase in incidents where Gardaí are asked to respond to incidents involving dangerous dogs, and an increase in attacks by dogs on people.
And what is this spray? What does it do?
So it looks very similar to the normal pepper spray that every frontline Garda is issued, but it is specifically formulated to deal with dogs. So if it is sprayed on a dog, it will have a kind of a disorientating effect without causing long-term or serious harm. And what it'll do is it'll disorientate the dog long enough for you know, possibly the guards or a vet or someone else there to restrain the dog and take further action. But crucially, if it gets in a human's eyes, which often happens when Gardaí deploy pepper spray, it can like blow back and into humans' faces. If that happens with this, it's really a very mild irritant. It's been compared to me like Tabasco sauce. You know, it has minimal effect on humans. One guard said to me, you'd nearly put it on your chips. It's that kind of mild.
So it's very different from what they use, the standard human pepper spray. It's not the same at all, really.
No, yeah. It's similar in the fact that it is an irritant and it is sprayed out of kind of an aerosol canister, but it is specifically formulated for canines.
So will every dog, every guard rather, be carrying this?
No. So it is only issued to specialised units, armed units, specifically the regional armed support units. That's because these are the units typically called out to deal with dangerous dog incidents. Your normal frontline guard wouldn't have the tools to deal with a particularly violent or dangerous dog. And I suppose the logic behind it is sometimes, and Gardaí are called out, they have limited options, and those options can sometimes boil down to shooting the dog, which poses its own dangers. This is a more graduated response, or a less extreme response, before they have to resort to that measure.
But I suppose it gives us a view of what the Gardaí are experiencing on the ground with the increased number of attacks, and I presume the number of times they're being asked to respond to these types of situations.
Yeah, that's right. And I should also say that it could also be used, not necessarily in cases where, you know, a dog is attacking people, but if they were carrying out, say, a drugs raid or a high risk raid on a known criminal that might have a dog, that the dog might be pose a risk. So they could disorientate the dog and take it out of the equation without harming it. So it could be used in those situations as well. But it is, it does, you know, tally with, or sorry, it's occurring at the same time as, you know, a big rise in the popularity of dangerous dog breeds, such as the XL Bully crossbreed that we've all been hearing about a lot recently. There was, I think, there was over 450 dog attacks reported to local authorities across the country last year. That's up to 50% or so on the previous year. So this is a growing problem that Gardaí are responding to.
All right, we'll leave it there, Conor. Thank you very much for bringing us that. That's Conor Gallagher, who's crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.